There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. Barely. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Front row is here. Fritzy's still working from home via Zoom. Hey, Todd.
How's it going?
Great. Great. Good to see you.
Good to be here with the boys, yes. Even if I can't be in the studio.
Well, thanks for all the emails and the text.
What does that mean?
That means...
too many?
Yeah, way too many. You overcompensated for not being able to come in. And that's why I said you don't have to send me everything with the emails and the text. And you were very thorough, but you were overcompensating.
It's that self-conscious thing. Like you got to do that much more because you can't physically be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's fair.
Okay. Well, you're missing out on a meat Friday, in case you're wondering.
And you got meat Thursday, too.
Yes. Burgers, brats, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, and chili. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I think we were kind of confused by the broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
I asked for that.
The curveball.
I know. Well, I could just say we have burgers and brats.
Yes.
And chili.
Nobody.
Nobody.
And then I'll have the broccoli and the Brussels sprouts.
Why is everything with a B except for the chili?
That's just
worked out.
Accident. Yeah, yeah. I threw in the Brussels sprouts and the broccoli. We could have had other vegetables in there. But
all right, I got to send you a couple more texts. I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Todd. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. You can be involved in the program in a variety of ways. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. A couple of things to start with. Of course, the NFL wildcard weekend starts tomorrow. Saturday starts with my Bengals hosting the Raiders. And the playoffs are exciting for every fan base, but this could mean a little bit more for these two franchises because neither team was supposed to be here. Bengals coming off a 4-win season. They lost Joe Burrow last year to that ACL injury. The Bengals have a young core, but they weren't supposed to be this good this soon. And we all know what's happened with the Raiders on and off the field. John Gruden, they lost multiple starters due to off-the-field incidents. And every year we see usually three or four teams make that unexpected rise, and we don't know how this is going to play out tomorrow, but that's the beauty of the NFL. You never know what's going to happen, but these two teams are perfect examples of, hey, you can hope, you can wish. Unfortunately, one team's storybook season will come to an end on Saturday, but they deserve a lot of credit for their improbable runs. You look at wild card weekend, and you look at big favorites, you know, obviously with what's happening with Kansas City and the Steelers, you know, the widest spread in the wild card era, this would go back to 1978, is 11 points. Now, that happened three times. Bears, Saints in 2021, Dolphins, Steelers in 2017, Vikings versus the Packers in 2013. All were 11-point underdogs. The three favorites did win, and they also covered as well. The Steelers are in no man's land, 12.5-point underdogs. I don't see anything in the wild card era that comes close, well, is that or a little bit higher. 11 points, now it's 12.5. You can't say the Steelers don't have a chance. Now, I heard that on the mothership earlier today. No names, but you can't say somebody doesn't have a chance. Like the Eagles don't have a chance against Tampa Bay. That was the team that was referred to on the mothership. And they do have a chance. They're playing. You know, the team that doesn't have a chance is the team that it's not playing. You know, the Cleveland Browns have no chance this weekend to win a game. Philadelphia, granted, didn't beat any good teams this year, but they're in the game. If it rains, they got their running attack. Maybe. You look at Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe. Now, it feels like no chance, I'll be honest with you. But still, we go into this with they have no chance. How many times have we had to eat our words when somebody says, oh, they have no chance? I can go back to when Villanova upset Georgetown in the NCAA championship game. Oh, they have no chance. And then they won. You know, sports is littered with you got no chance. And then you do win. You know, when the Patriots and the Eagles met in the Super Bowl. Oh, the Eagles, they got no chance. It's Nick Foles against Tom Brady. And then all of a sudden, they do have a chance. And then all of a sudden, they win the Super Bowl. You have a chance if you play. That's the beauty of this. It's not scripted. And the media should know better. We want to come up with a punishment. If you say someone has no chance and they win, I'm thinking you forfeit a paycheck. You have to sit out for a week.
Suspended with no pay for a week.
Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, we have a couple more that aren't as terse as that, but that's good because you're basically...
I got to send a message.
You're completely wrong.
Yeah.
How about you have to run a lap of the building you work in outside and it's on TV? You know, go run a lap. Or you have to get a tattoo of the final score on your body. So, like, whoever said the Eagles
have...
Wait,
you went from running a lap to getting a tattoo?
Try to give variety. So the analyst who said today the Eagles have no chance, if the Eagles win, that analyst should get the tattoo at the final score.
That's a little rough. Yeah, see.
What about, if I can add in one extra option, what if that analyst, should the Eagles win, have to refer to the fact that they blew that one for, like, the next season? Like, remember, well, I said that the Eagles had no chance, and obviously I was wrong about that, but, and then they have to keep going on.
Well, like, every sentence they utter for the next year, they have to open with that.
I mean, look, I'm not perfect at these things, okay? I said the Eagles had no chance, I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm up for that, because you just, when people say they have no chance, and then part of me goes, man, I hope that the Eagles keep this close. I don't really care, but the Steelers, I hope they keep it close. Yes, Todd?
How about you have no chance of a raise, a promotion, or a bonus of any kind for an entire year? That's what you have no chance of.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. So 3 days of football, get all your chores done today or tomorrow morning or by early afternoon. Get your supplies, do all the things you need to do because it's 3 days of football. You know, the mothership has a Monday night game this year. You know, that's fun. We get Cowboys, 49ers. That's saucy there, but 3 days. A couple other items here. The Texans fired David Culley yesterday, and I actually felt bad. I felt sorry. Now, David Culley, he was a lifer as an assistant coach. He got the opportunity, I think, because, hey, nobody wants to – who wants to coach the Texans? Because there's no star power. You got Deshaun Watson. We didn't know what was going to happen. J.J. Watt was gone. DeAndre Hopkins was gone. I mean, it was a mess. And they're coming off, what, a 4-win season? Who would want that job unless it's somebody who's never had a head coaching job and won't get another head coaching job after this either. Come on in, David Culley. And they did a disservice to him because he probably wasn't head coaching material, even in a situation like this. But why not say to Romeo Crennel, why don't you stay on for another year? Why don't you, we'll elevate you to head coach status and salary. Let's just get us through this transitional period. But you bring in David Culley, and as Mike Florio pointed out on Pro Football Talk, you brought him in. You hired him to fire him. I mean, it was just a one and done. Hopefully you get rid of Deshaun Watson, and then you move on with the franchise. Then it becomes an attractive job or a more attractive job. But I felt bad for David Culley yesterday. It's like you're one and done. It's hard to be one and done in the NFL. One and done, and you match the win total from the previous year. And the previous year, you had Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Like, you did have some star power there for a little while. And I just, I felt bad for David. And I don't know him, but, you know, he'll get paid. You know, nice consolation prize. But still, there's that embarrassment of, hey, you only lasted 1 year as a head coach in the NFL. Impeller, empower your investment portfolio with opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller, a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/impeller. All right, what's the poll question we're going to go with, Paulie?
Well, we can start with that. What should happen to a media member if they say a team has no chance to win and that team wins? Suspended without pay, run a lap around the building outside, no matter what the weather is, or tattoo of the final score on the body?
Well, people are going to say tattoo. Yeah, you can't do that. They're if anytime we have Wheel of Punishment, somebody goes, why'd you get a tattoo? And I'm like, no.
Get a tattoo and shave your eyebrows are the two most common.
That is.
For sure. But like, no, I just...
Yeah. But I do think that we should have some kind of punishment in the media if you say somebody has no chance. What other poll question suggestions?
Fritzy's got a couple polls.
Oh, okay. Overcompensating, right, Tom?
Overcompensating.
Overcompensating.
Did any of the fired NFL head coaches deserve to keep their job? Yes or no? Without naming specific names, just do you feel like any of them should have still be the coach for next year?
Well, you can name them. Like, do I think Brian Flores deserved to keep his job in Miami? Yeah. But there was some serious acrimony between him and Tua. You know, the more that you hear about what was going on, and he didn't want Tua as his quarterback. He wanted Mac Jones. And reportedly told Tua that we should have taken Mac Jones. I think that they had to, the communication part of this cannot be overstated, and I think that's why Brian ended up losing his job. Yeah, Paul.
I know we got the polls, but I got to ask you, if you were Brian Flores, and a lot of people are speculating the Houston Texans are going to call him, and that's why they fired David Culley, would you take that job with the condition that franchise is in, knowing what you know now, if you're Brian Flores?
No, because Deshaun Watson wanted to play for Brian Flores in Miami. Well, Deshaun Watson has said he's not playing for the Texans ever again. Then why am I bringing in Brian Flores if Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play here? So I mean, would I hire Brian Flores? Yes. But am I going to hire him or would I hire Josh McDaniels? Like, who's going to be interested in that job? What is enticing about Houston? And right now, very little. But I could see them reaching out to Brian Flores. The Bears are going to reach out to Brian Flores. It's, you know, interesting that these teams who need coaches are going to reach out to a coach who just got fired by the Miami Dolphins. Like, he's going to be a hot commodity here. That would probably tell the Dolphins, or, you know, be a pretty good indicator of, well, he's still a pretty good coach, it looks like. Yeah, Seton.
I have a poll option that's a little lighter.
Oh.
What we've been doing, but probably arguably more important.
Okay.
More pressing issue.
Okay.
In terms of hot NFL coaches, is this the best looking playoffs we've ever had?
Oh.
Cliff Kingsbury, obviously super stud.
Oh, no.
Right?
Belichick.
You got the rugged good looks of Mike Tomlin and Mike Vrabel, guys who are, their hotness underappreciated.
Wow.
Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
This is murderer's row of... Yeah.
Okay.
Of good-looking coaches. If we want to do a hot NFL coach draft, I'm just saying. It's out there today.
I'm not desperate for programming yet, but I'm not going to rule that
I'm
out.
I'm just saying it's out there.
The hot coach draft, hot coaching, playoff coaching draft.
Yes, this is the hottest grouping of coaches we've had.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
LaFleur is very popular in the Wisconsin area, but he's an eyebrow trimmer waxer. He got called out a little bit by his quarterback the other day that he takes well care of his eyebrows. Hmm. I don't know if that goes over well in the Midwest.
Hmm. Yes, Todd.
Listed alphabetically, home team quarterback most likely to cost his team the game this weekend. Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott.
We were on the coaching thing. We were on the coaching thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were interested in other poll options.
Well, no, we were still discussing this.
I think Todd said that the hot coach thing had run its course.
Oh,
no, not necessarily. On. I was just providing another option. Okay. But there are some good-looking coaches in there.
Thank you, Todd. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Marcus Spears from the Mothership is going to join us. It's going to be a long day. I think so.
It can't really be
Which
more
wild
than...
card weekend game will have the most exciting finish?
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
Brian Greasy, it can't be any longer than 3 hours, right? So the show can't be longer than 3 hours, right?
This is sort of like the wind chill thing where it's 8 degrees, but it feels like 20. It's 3 hours, but it feels like six.
It feels like it's Buffalo in here. It's like 8 degrees, but it feels a lot colder.
Damn it,
we're
just running the ball.
Yeah. Marcus Spears from the Mothership. By the way, he's not the one who said that the Eagles have no chance against Tampa Bay. It was Rob Ninkovich.
Oh, no. Oh, we're giving out names now.
Yeah, I figured I should because I don't want to indict all the analysts there.
So I watched a segment, and they were saying, what do the Eagles have to do? All right, you held it for like 8 minutes.
I did.
They were saying, what do the Eagles have to do to make this a game or possibly beat the Bucs? And they went through what the Eagles had to do. And he went through all what the Eagles had to do. And he goes, at the end of the day, they have no chance to win this game.
Yeah.
And they go, no chance.
Yeah. And that's when I said, well, we got to come up with a punishment here. If you say somebody has no chance and they happen to win, then I have to sit you down for a week. Yes, Seton.
And what makes it even worse is that while Rob Ninkovich is saying that, the graphic on screen underneath says, Ninkovich, Eagles have no chance. You're like, oh, man. You don't even have to hear him say it just to know what he's saying. Dang, they got no chance.
Yes, Paul.
So that means in the pre-show prep, he said they had no chance to give the graphics people time to get that graphic together. So we had time to think about this.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to break down the Eagles and the Buccaneers. The Eagles have no chance. That's my breakdown. Okay.
Or what if he didn't say that, but then the graphic said that, and he's like, wait a minute. I didn't say no chance. I just said it's going to be really hard for them. What?
All of a sudden, he looks down in the monitor, and he's like, wait, I never said that.
Wait, I never said that. I'm not saying that they have no chance.
No chance. Not. All right, we'll take a break here. Just getting started on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, back after this. And now, a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know. A human being who understands your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others with a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. You have Discover offering helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. And we call this live customer service. Live. Emphasis on live. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers you could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. This audience, a very astute audience, wants to know, Todd is working via Zoom, and he has a big monitor where his desk is, and people want to know if the cone of silence would fit over the monitor. Paulie, do you have the controls?
I do, but I don't want to waste a good TV. You know I respect a good TV. I think that it would knock it over.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, let's just try it, and I can have our cameraman Weeks or you know, one of the backroom guys just monitor it, just in case something were to happen. And here's the cone of silence. We'll bring that. We'll lower that down over Todd's monitor. We had issues yesterday with Todd zooming in from home, and let's see, is the cone of silence coming down, Paul?
It is coming down.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. It's very dramatic, and oh.
Yeah, it's too narrow. We should have planned ahead.
Okay.
We'll get our best people on it.
I'll get a smaller monitor?
Yes.
Okay. Paulie wanted to know, here's a poll question, is Todd more awkward while in studio or working from home?
That's not necessary.
It's really not. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's
kind of. You got all kinds of food waiting for you. Everyone should be in a good mood. We got all these wild card games coming up, and you're still relentless with the attacks.
I know. I agree. I got your back. And I think, Paulie, that's wrong.
My bad.
That's wrong.
Let's enjoy the day together.
I'm going to stop.
Studio and remotely.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sick of this, Paul. Let's stop it right now.
We got a lot of fun guests coming up.
Yeah, we
should be in good spirits.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, and contributes to Get Up and NFL Live and other programs. You can see him with Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, Ryan Clark, Laura Rutledge every weekday, 4 Eastern. And you got football coming up, Monday's MegaCast. It'll be the Cardinals and the Rams available on ESPN+. Marcus, great to have you back. Are you a no-chance guy when it comes to, like, the Steelers against the Chiefs or the Eagles against the Buccaneers? Because I called out Rob Ninkovich. He said the Eagles have no chance. Well, if the Eagles win the game, Ninkovich should sit down for a week. He should be suspended for a week. All right?
He should, DP. He should. And I am absolutely not a no-chance guy. I played in this league. I've been playing football too long, since peewee football.
Yeah.
In South Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to know that teams have no chance. Okay? Now there are different levels to no chance, DP. You remember those games when you were in like middle school and nobody was over 4'10" and your whole basketball team was like 5'7" and above? That's when you have no chance. But in the NFL, based on what we've seen, hey, DP, I bet he would have said the Jacksonville Jaguars had no chance against the Colts the last week of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I bet he would have said the Jets had no chance last year to beat the Las Vegas Raiders at the end of the game last year. So, look, I have always been one of those guys that looks at matchups, that looks at individual performances. And if you got a guy like T.J. Watt on your team, you got a chance. And I keep telling people that. And that doesn't mean that they're going to win the game. But the Pittsburgh Steelers have a chance because they in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, week 9, everybody probably said they had no chance in hell to get into the postseason. So I'm not a no-chance guy.
When you go into the playoffs as a former defensive player, is it spoken about trying to take the opposing quarterback out? Like you get
not
it.
Not out.
Not out.
DP. No, not out. I mean, if it happens, we're not mad about it. Let me say that. If it happens, we're not mad about it. But it's a healthy respect, man. You know how it go. And the game has changed. I'm sure guys back in the old days would have said yes to that. But when I played, we wanted to rough them up enough where they couldn't be as effective as they were. But taking them out, if it's happenstance, then we are not going to cry any tears about it. Like when I was in the division with the Cowboys, I wouldn't have been mad if we knocked Donovan McNabb out the game. I wouldn't have been mad if we knocked Eli out of the game. And I'm bringing up guys that stopped me from getting to the playoffs, Dan. So I'm still kind of scoring.
But that feeling, did you ever feel sorry for a quarterback during a game?
Hell no. Hell no, I ain't even feel sorry for our own. So I know I ain't feel sorry for the ones. DP, we are out there banging. I'm a defensive lineman. We out there banging 60-plus plays a game, you know, and the quarterback get hit and everybody has a moment of silence and the whole stadium got to exit and re-enter the stadium to make sure everybody's okay. I ain't give a damn about no quarterbacks getting hurt or roughed up. I don't even care.
All right, give me the underdog with the best chance of winning.
San Francisco 49ers. And you know how much I love the Dallas Cowboys. But the brand of football that they play is just difficult to sustain the level that you need to sustain for four quarters when they're going to keep coming downhill. They're going to be physical. They're going to stick to their game plan. They went down 17-0 to the Rams last week and never changed their identity one bit. I will say this, though, DP. I really want the Dallas Cowboys to put this game in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands. I feel comfortable with that. Look, I'm not a Jimmy G detractor. I'm just not a Jimmy G lover. I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo like a lot of people trust him. When people say my body physically, DP, when people say Jimmy Garoppolo led the 49ers to a Super Bowl, I break out in hives listening to it. You mean the guy that threw 8 passes in an NFC championship, led a football team to a championship? So if you allow these guys to be, you know, the word that's been thrown around is physicality. Dan, let me tell you something, bro. Everybody in the damn NFL physical. You ain't getting them checks or them direct deposits every week if you're not physical. You just have to last long. Most teams don't force you to play the run like the San Francisco 49ers do for an entire game. And you just got to make your mind up that you're going to be disciplined the whole way. But if Jimmy Garoppolo has it in his hands, I'll be drinking this clear cup of coffee watching the game. DP, does this make me look like a small rich person with a clear coffee mug?
If your pinky finger goes up, Marcus, like then this? Yeah, you look a little soft.
Okay.
I mean, nobody's going to say it to your face, but I can say it via Zoom. You look soft. I'm looking at the quarterbacks with the most pressure.
Yeah.
And I know where I would start. I think this guy's got the most pressure. I'm curious who you think the quarterback who will be under the most pressure playoff time.
DP, this one going to shock you because the normal is Matthew Stafford. I think that's been like the overall Aaron Rodgers. Has anybody ever thought about that? Has anybody watched how that offseason transpired? The only way to keep this noise quiet is to go win a Super Bowl. Because, look, Aaron has played at the MVP level. I think he's the MVP. And by the way, Aaron is not my favorite guy. Okay, I don't love to see what Aaron Rodgers is talking about, but I do have a healthy respect for how he's been able to keep his game at this level, and he's been able to carry a team for a long time. But DP, we sitting here not knowing after a restructured contract if he's going to return to Green Bay. He spent an entire offseason at odds with the franchise. He needed players, so they relented and brought in Randall Cobb, even though Randall Cobb has been hurt. They made some concessions for him. Does anybody think about Aaron Rodgers' responsibility to the Green Bay Packers and the rest of this football team? We expect him to at least make it to the NFC Championship, and that's where the buck has stopped for him for so many years. He got to get to a Super Bowl and win it, man. Or at some point, we got to say, like we do for every other star, he couldn't get it done. He just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Matthew Stafford and Josh Allen are 1-2 on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would put Dak Prescott in there just because he's the quarterback of the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are a year ahead of schedule. I don't know if they knew what they had in Diggs and Micah Parsons. Now they realize that, and you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Ben doesn't have any pressure on him. Joe Burrow doesn't have pressure on him. Derek Carr doesn't have pressure on him. Brady always has pressure, but it feels like he wants the pressure. He's an underdog. Yeah. He didn't get the MVP. Now he's an underdog. He got a chip on his shoulder. I love that. I just don't know how good they are because that defense hasn't been what it was in the Super Bowl.
DP, I tell people all the time, it's okay. It's not taboo to say Aaron Rodgers is under pressure. Like, how many years did we spend talking about Drew Brees in order to enter the conversation of the greats? We know Aaron Talon is unbelievable, but in order for Drew to enter the conversation of the greats, to have him be a part of the all-time top five or whatever you want to put in conversation, he needed more than one. Aaron Rodgers has been stopped in the NFC Championship a lot.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if this was a LeBron James getting stopped in the Eastern or Western Conference Finals all of these times, the conversation that would go on. Imagine if this was the Yankees with Steinbrenner and they had all of this talent and spent all of this money and they couldn't make it out of the conference, out of the series. So I don't necessarily equate pressure to if a guy is going to have the rest of his career or if he's going to be good. I equate pressure to how did you perform? What is expected of you? And then in Aaron's case, he entered a different nuance by the battle between him and the Green Bay Packers this offseason. So, I mean, I think it's a failure if they don't win a Super Bowl. It was all about nothing.
Well, I look at the Packers in 2020, 13 wins. 2021, 13 wins. The defense in 2020 ranked 13th. This year's team ranked 13th in defense. You have home field advantage. That Tampa team that, if they do come to town, will not be as formidable as they were a year ago. And Aaron has not done well in title games, even when he's hosted those title games. Well, Peyton Manning went through this as well, where, Peyton's playoff record wasn't very good. But do we hold quarterbacks, accountable in a different way than we do other athletes in other sports? Because you mentioned LeBron and, that there's certain sports or, baseball pitchers, players. But when it comes to quarterbacks, our bottom line is winning championships. Yes. But I think people don't realize how Aaron has not performed, or at least the Packers haven't, when they get to the NFC title game.
They're not, DP, because they're blinded by all of the greatness in the individual and the talent and the balls that we see Aaron Rodgers throw and the wins and how much he accounts for. Listen, this is not a conversation about if Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer or one of the top quarterbacks ever. It's about his resume. The reason why we call Tom Brady the GOAT is because of championships. Tom Brady don't have a drop of the talent that a lot of quarterbacks we've seen have. Tom Brady don't have Elway talent. He don't have Dan Marino's talent. He don't have Steve Young's talent or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. But you know, in those moments where you need to be great is what we judge these level of quarterbacks on. And that's why he's considered the GOAT. He's considered the GOAT because you would put all of your money and your house on Tom Brady in the last drive of a football game to get his team to a championship. Aaron Rodgers has not done that. Now I'm mad at Matt LaFleur. Last year, I believe that was a lot on him of not letting him have the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter, but he also had three turnovers. He also gave the ball away in that game as well. So I don't just subscribe to, you know, individual talent as making you the GOAT. As far as what did you do? How did you elevate in those particular moments? I fight with Dan Orlovsky about this all the time. Okay. He, you know, he goes to bat for every quarterback because every quarterback is good in the NFL, to Dan Orlovsky. But I tell him all the time, man, we're not judging Carson Wentz on if he can throw a touchdown in the first quarter of a football game when you on your first 15-play script and it's hard as hell for the defense to figure out what you're doing. We judge Carson Wentz when you're down to Jacksonville and you throw two damn interceptions or you make a bonehead play and fumble the football. We judge Baker Mayfield on the Cleveland Browns are good and they get the ball into the fourth quarter and he throws an interception in the Kansas City game or he can't get it done. And then that's where we judge quarterbacks. We see Aaron do that all year long. And for some reason in these NFC championships, he cannot overcome that hurdle. So we'll see if he can this year. I believe he can. I don't think his talent lends itself to not having that ability. He just hasn't done it.
We're talking to Marcus Spears, NFL Live Monday through Friday at 4 Eastern. And also they have their wild card game. That'll be the Cardinals in the Rams.
DP, look.
I know. Look at you. I know. That's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
I got you. You sacked Brady in 2011.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
I didn't even remember what happened, DP. I was just like, sometimes, you know, I tell people all the time, man, playing football, sometimes the play happened and it feel like you blink and it's over. I whooped the offensive lineman, whoever was in front of me, and Brady just happened to be in the way of the freight train, you know? So, hey, I got hits. Believe this, DP. I was not a sack guy. I was considered a bust because of my draft pick. Because, you know, if you don't get over 90 sacks, then you sucked in your whole career. Like, playing the run and doing all of that stuff does not matter in the grand scheme of things. But I did hit Drew Brees. I sacked Drew Brees. I sacked Ben. I sacked Brady. I hit Aaron, got a pressure on Aaron. I think I've sacked all of the guys that's going to go to the Hall of Fame or at least got a big hit on them. So I feel really good about that.
How tough was Roethlisberger to bring down?
He was bigger than me, DB, at the time. It's like I'm watching this show called Yellowstone, which is one of the greatest shows ever. I don't know if you guys have watched it. DP, if you have,
yeah,
anytime, watch Yellowstone.
I've been watching.
It's like when them dudes jump off that damn horse and they trying to wrangle them little calves. That's how it is trying to tackle Big Ben, man.
I liken him to King Kong. He's on the Empire State Building.
Yes.
And those planes that come around him, he just keeps swatting them. People don't realize how big certain quarterbacks are. And
huge.
Also certain, like Cam Newton, when him and Kelvin Benjamin walked on the field, I thought it was a basketball team. I thought it was, you know, it was a basketball team.
Yeah, man. Yeah, listen, DP, when we play, funny story, I played Ben when I was at LSU. We played Miami, Ohio when Ben was in college.
Okay.
And I remember Nick Saban telling us, hey, this guy's going to be a top pick. He's a very good football player and he's big. So you better bring all you have when you get in there to get him on the ground. So Ben has been like this. DP, people look at the game and they wonder why Ben can't move, because Ben has taken hits from guys the same size as him for a long time. Yeah. And he's still, I don't know how the hell he in the playoffs. And I wouldn't, you got to be crazy to say that Ben has no chance in the playoffs. All right. Speaking of what we were talking about earlier, because I've seen him do this too many times.
Great to talk to you, as always.
You too, my brother.
Love the energy. Have a great weekend. And we hope to talk to you soon. Thank you.
DP, send me one of them trinkets, man. I love them.
What do you want? Peace. What do you want?
I don't know. If that's not the old mic that you use when you first started doing radio, then I like that right there. I just want something so next time I'm on your show, you can see one of yours on from my feet.
Well, why don't you send a jersey and then we'll put a jersey here in the man cave. And then when you come on, we go to – I know Greeny doesn't put up one of your jerseys in the man cave there.
No, I told you the first time. I don't fool with Greeny like that. Everybody think I do. I don't – me and G ain't all that tight like that. No, I'm just playing. He just got Jalen Rose. You know, he got all of these guys that everybody knows. You got to be super famous for Greeny to put your
name. You know, up. Dan Orlovsky offered me a jersey and I declined.
Yeah. Your show might get canceled.
I said, I'll take the jersey where you ran out of the end zone during a play. That's the one I want with Orlovsky.
Get him, DP. Love you, brother.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, man. That's Marcus Spears. I love the energy.
I love that dude.
We'll take a break. We got our play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Morant to his right around a screen from Clark on the perimeter. Finds Clark at the foul line. Into the lane. Out to Conchar. Left wing three. Ditty it up. Ring it up. Three on the board. John Conchar drills the triple. 15 points. 17 rebounds.
That's courtesy of the Grizzlies Radio Network. Break up the Grizzlies. Tying a franchise record for consecutive wins, that's 11 in a row. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the DP Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. You can win that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. To enter, get rules, visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com by February 2nd. Mercedes-Benz fans. I love when I get reaction from you on social media, when we have a guest on or it's a topic, you know, one way or another. I mean, I like that you're engaged. You know, when we have Ross Tucker on, Marcus Spears was great, but getting that reaction, because I'm the conduit. When I have a guest on, I'm hoping that I can bring out the best in them. So you're entertained by that and you get stories. That's all I want. But when I get reaction, and I appreciate that. And sometimes we get reactions like, why did you have that person on, or, you know, whatever you're talking about. I'm not married to it as far as you dictating how we program, but I do appreciate when we get feedback here one way or another, whether it's the products that we're selling on danpatrick.com, me piling on Fritzy, Paulie being snarky, all of those things. Why you don't like Paulie, but you don't have a reason why you don't like Paulie.
A lot of people do, though.
A lot of people do love you?
No, a lot of people have reasons for not liking me. I just want a reason. It's okay. I don't care if you don't like me.
I like how the woman who called and said, yeah, I don't like Paulie, but I don't know why. And then Paulie's like, that bothered him more that you didn't have a reason why you didn't like him.
Yeah.
Not that you didn't like him, that you didn't have a reason why.
That's fine.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. I watched Milwaukee and Golden State last night for a little while. And then I went, this isn't going to end well. I was done first half. I would say non-competitive Golden State Warriors. My Golden State Warriors didn't look good at all. And I know that there are websites that, you know, track all of this stuff. Who's the MVP? And you know, that drives me crazy when it's week to week in the NFL. And right now, who's the early MVP candidate, favorite? Steph Curry. Yeah, I would put Steph Curry there. But he's cooled off considerably since he broke the three-point record. The Joker is putting up great numbers. And he doesn't have two of his best players, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter. But it feels like the Joker got his award, and then the voters are going to move on. We told that story. Now we got to look for another story. Ja Morant is going to be in the picture here. The Greek Freak is in the picture. LeBron's been unbelievable. So, and Kevin Durant. Like, I think it's Kevin Durant. But I, you know, the voters are going to look at, what story can we tell? Well, Ja Morant. Memphis is a good team. It's a really good team. They got a lot of different weapons there. It's a balanced team. It's an interesting team to watch. You may have to go out of your way to find them, but they're a good team. You should not be surprised that they're playing this well. Now, do I think they're a title contender? I'm not going to go that far. But watch a game, not just highlights. Watch a game. Get a better sense of how good a team is. Yeah, Paulie.
I hope it doesn't go this way, but Ja Morant, when he came in the league, was compared, obviously, to Zion Williamson. Exciting players. Two completely different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Different styles, different looks. But now, Zion Williamson has been on the shelf almost perpetually. Yeah. And Ja Morant just keeps getting more notoriety. They're going in the opposite directions.
Yeah, and this was a topic we had when they first came out, and then we looked at who would you want to invest in long term. And I was worried about Zion. Just, you know, that body. His competition is his body. And it's going to continue to be. And the fact that he hasn't played, when he had off-season foot surgery, and I went, this is a big deal, folks. And the updates are very, very limited on Zion Williamson. And then it gets to a point where it's diminishing returns. Do you have him come back? Do you want him to come back? Yeah, Seton.
I have a listener-submitted NBA-themed poll question, okay, if you're interested.
All right.
Biggest surprise so far in this NBA season. Both teams in L.A. at about 500. The Bulls number one in the East. Mm. Memphis top three in the West. Other? Neither, neither?
I would say the Bulls. I'm not surprised with the LA teams, but Memphis, man, okay. I'll go Memphis because the Bulls do have some star power there. You know, DeMar DeRozan's been great. Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine. You got Billy Donovan. Oh, by the way, people don't might not remember that Billy Donovan is the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, I would do Memphis because people, they only know of Ja Morant. Coming up, one of our buddies, Ross Tucker, is going to join. Nice. He'll join us coming up. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Meat Friday. We'll take a break. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.